Police surrounded Monsignor Rolando Alvarez's parish to stop him from celebrating Mass at the nearby cathedral. The Bishop of Matagalpa is the latest Catholic leader to come under attack by Nicaragua's government.
See yourself. Who are the ones who are agitating the faithful, the people of God? Police patrols and agents versus ordinary God-loving people. Respect us, please, our lives, our freedom, and our faith.
Monsignor Alvarez has been an outspoken critic of the government. 30 kilometers away in Sebaco, another priest, Father Uriel Vallejos, had been holed up in his parish for 4 days, surrounded by riot police, without food, medicine, or electricity. This incident follows a raid by authorities who broke into the parish to confiscate equipment belonging to the church's radio station, one of seven that was ordered closed by the government on Monday. Authorities say they did not apply for a license to operate, which the diocese strongly denies.
They're afraid we're denouncing injustice. They want to silence us.
With the majority of government opponents now in prison or in exile, the Catholic Church has become the main voice of dissent against President Daniel Ortega and his wife Rosario Murillo, who's also the vice president. The European Union, the International Human Rights Commission, and the Biden administration have criticized the attacks. The U.S. Undersecretary for Hemispheric Affairs, Brian Nichols, has tweeted, "Ortega Murillo's brutal assault on Catholic clergy, radio facilities, and community members in Sebaco is another blow to religious freedom in Nicaragua, as well as the freedom of expression." In March, the government expelled the Vatican's top diplomat, and last month, 18 nuns from Mother Teresa of Calcutta's order were also forced out. Both moves were criticized by the Vatican, but some priests and human rights activists are calling on Pope Francis to speak out himself on the latest crackdown.
The Pope is maintaining an inexplicable silence. We don't understand what's happening. Is he trying to dialogue secretly with Vice President Murillo? And while he's silent, it feels as if Nicaragua's Catholic Church has been cut off by the Pope right now.
So far, the Pope has not commented. Upon seeing these images, Vice President Murillo repeated charges that some priests are, quote, servants of the devil and Yankee invaders. Neither she nor her husband, the president, has offered any proof. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.